Hello and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Simon Adnett, Vice President of Sales, UK and Ireland, / MIA at Enchouse Interactive. Simon, thanks very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks Charlie. How about yourself?
Yeah, all good. And I'm very excited to talk to you today about the three different types of contact center platforms. So we have on-premise platforms, cloud-based or platforms, also known as CCaaS, and hybrid platform too. To maybe kick off this conversation, could you perhaps give us a quick overview of each of those three different types of platform?
Yeah, sure. So I guess starting with the more traditional on-premise contact center, that would be where any of the contact center technology itself will be sitting within a customer's environment typically. Now, sometimes that might be their own data center that they have. They might use a third party for that data center as well, but it's usually when it's very much within the customer's own IT infrastructure, if you like, within their environment. Looking at cloud-based or sort of SaaS, CCaaS solutions, that's typically where another provider such as ourselves is hosting and managing the contact center technology, and the customer is consuming that as a service. So they're paying for access to that solution as a subscription, and it's being delivered to them as a service. So they don't need to worry about the kind of the management of the nuts and bolts of the platform. That becomes somebody else's problem, and they can just consume the technology and use it from that perspective. And then I guess finally, the hybrid solution is a mix of the two, really, where you're looking at, you know, some of that solution might be consumed via SaaS as a service from the cloud, but other elements of it may still be on-premise. And so you've got this sort of hybrid environment where there's a mix of ways those technologies are consumed.
Yeah, I think that's a very helpful little intro. And from what I'm seeing in the market, I'm seeing a lot more discussion around those hybrid models, actually. A lot of contact centers keeping their base in the kind of on-premise world, but also they're leveraging elements of the cloud, maybe through kind of an element of CPaaS or a bit of AI or something. Is that now becoming the most prevalent environment of contact type of contact center platform, or does kind of on-premise still rule the roost?
Yeah, it's a great question, actually, because I think, you know, probably if you were to kind of look at the market as a whole, on-premise is still probably the dominant technology. But I think what we're seeing more and more is that when people are looking to change technologies within their contact center environment, more often than not now, they're looking at SaaS solutions. I think where hybrid is sort of kind of, I guess, rising in terms of how common it is in the market, is where people are looking to maybe adopt a particular technology within their contact center and augment that onto a solution they might have on premise already. And so they're really leveraging, I guess, the quick deployment capability of SaaS to add additional functionality into the contact center. And particularly with the advent, as you mentioned, with, you know, emerging technologies which are now becoming, you know, more established and commonplace, such as the use of AI, you know, big data analytics, the benefits of that is you can is twofold, really. I mean, speed of adoption, and also, you know, you've got that cloud compute capability as well. And particularly, you know, where you're doing sort of things with AI and analysis, where you have big peaks and troughs in terms of your consumption, it's much more preferable to use infrastructure as a service and a SaaS model for servicing that than it is to have to provision, you know, a load of compute in your own internal data centers just for managing your sort of heavy workload periods. So I think that's where we're seeing hybrid become more prevalent, is for, I guess, more traditional on-premise contact centers that are looking to adopt some of these newer technologies. So rather than necessarily having to do a wholesale change of their entire contact center, they can adopt some of the key elements they're looking to move to. So I think that's sort of where we're seeing a lot of that hybrid adoption there. And I guess that's a key thing that we're trying to do as well, really.
Yeah, I guess what's great to have this conversation with you, Simon, is obviously Enge House plays in each of these three sort of houses. So it gives you a very good perspective over, across the entire industry. And I want to kind of dig a little bit deeper into what you were saying there by kind of asking you which maybe specific industries have been quickest to move to those hybrid environments, or maybe just kind of complete total CCaaS environments.
I think initially there was a big push within retail. I think they were very quick to adopt a lot of technologies, particularly sort of retail and service, where these what were at the time emerging technologies around chatbots and those sorts of things, they would typically be delivered as SaaS services. And so I think as those sectors sort of embraced that sort of technology, it naturally led them towards a SaaS model as well. And I think particularly because, in industry, say if we take retail again, where you do potentially have peaks and troughs in demand, being able to leverage again cloud-based technologies for servicing that demand can be, a much more cost-effective way of serving your customers, as well as giving you access to these sort of new technologies that can help you be more efficient in the way you work. And then I think that's naturally moved on to sort of outsourcers, BPO, and we're seeing it more now in more traditional sectors like local government, housing, finance, insurance. So I think it's sort of a wave that's sort of swept across so many verticals now. And I think, where there may have been a note of caution in certain areas around maybe security or, concern around a lack of control, particularly around, personal data and things like that, I think, the industry has gone a long way to addressing those and, convincing people that actually, these cloud technologies are just as secure, if not more secure in many cases, than an internal IT team can sort of manage, because you've got, a huge amount of resource there managing services for multiple customers rather than just managing an instance of a technology for your own, one business. And yeah, so I think probably retail was the starting point, but yeah, I think you could probably point to most industries now and see that even if they aren't going SaaS wholesale, there'll definitely be elements of software as a service that they're leveraging.
Yeah, absolutely. It is interesting though that still so many contact centers are keeping their base on premise. As you mentioned, the cloud industry has gone a long way to prove the kind of security and reliability of their systems, and there's big benefits in terms of agility and also scalability was a critical one that you mentioned too. Yeah, so many still on premise. What more do you think that CCaaS vendors need to do to kind of bring these hesitant contact centers to the cloud?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I'm not sure so many of them are all hesitant, in the sense that there's a natural cycle with these things as well. And I think particularly if you've made an investment in an on-premise technology, you may have made a CapEx expense there, whether that's around the software solution itself or the platforms that that's running on. And so it's natural you're going to drive the most out of that investment rather than, shifting straight into a SaaS model. So I think there's certainly going to be organizations out there that are sort of sweating that asset, dare I say, in the sense that they've made an investment there. And I think also we can't overlook how disruptive it is to change technologies sometimes. You've got the impact on training. There will be a difference in the user experience, and that may be a more positive one, but it's still a change. But more and more, and we certainly see this, it's rare for us to deploy a contact center that doesn't have some sort of integration into a customer's line of business system, whether that be an ERP or a CRM. And trying to unpick those business processes when they're, linked into the contact center is not a trivial exercise sometimes. So I think, there's some reticence sometimes to sort of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it from that kind of perspective. And I think that's probably one of the angles we sort of come at it from Enchas is around looking at giving customers choice in terms of what they want to do. And, and that kind of goes back a bit to that piece we were talking about before with hybrid adoption. It might not be a wholesale shift into the SaaS world, but it might be sort of baby steps and adopting certain elements of technology there. So I think, from that perspective, seeing more and more, businesses out there that look like them adopting these SaaS technologies and adopting them successfully, I think will naturally take away some of the concerns for businesses. And I think as vendors, we just have to make sure we're keeping on top of things in terms of, the latest technologies, keeping abreast of, security, and all the processes that go around, managing a cloud environment and making sure there's as little impact for, the end users of that service as possible. And some of that comes down to technology, some of it comes down to process, and other parts of it come down to communication. But I think, you continue to see more and more people making that journey away. And one of the things we see as well is, sort of private cloud deployments where customers are leveraging infrastructure as a service. So they might have a relationship with Microsoft or with Amazon for hosting, or they may be consuming other technologies from those vendors. The classic example of Microsoft being, they're using Teams. They've already got an Azure tenancy. They're using Active Directory authentication through Azure. For them, it's more acceptable to take a contact center technology and put it into their Azure environment. So it's very much a cloud solution at that point. It's not within their sort of internal technology landscape from an infrastructure perspective, but it's sort of within that walled garden, if you like, of security within their environment. And so, whether you class that as private cloud or an element of hybrid, we're seeing customers that they don't want to be putting stuff in a particular location anymore, but they don't necessarily want to go onto a public cloud solution either. And I think one of the things we're keen to do is offer customers that choice. So, whatever the business driver might be, whether that's a technology driver, a security driver, or whether it's a philosophy within the business, we can support whichever direction they want to go in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, actually, that you mentioned kind of the private cloud there. I mentioned there's kind of a few reasons behind it. I mean, one of them maybe is the fact that if you have kind of data in a public cloud, at any point, maybe the US government can seize that or something, and then so maybe you'd want maybe a private, I'm sure there's more reasons, but that's kind of one of those that kind of comes to mind as well, especially. So you do see a lot more kind of businesses using those private clouds, as you said. And I do want to double down on your last point there, that kind of Enchas is a vendor that looks to give contact centers choice within their deployments. I guess that somewhat answers my next question, but I do want to put this to you anyway. Why should contact centers consider making this switch maybe to kind of the hybrid or CCaaS environment, choose Enchas as their tech partner?
So I think, as I mentioned, we've got a big driver, that goes right through the core of our organization around offering choice. We've been in the sort of SaaS business for a long time. Our contact center service provider platform has been, powering some of the biggest, multi-tenant contact centers from service providers, globally for 25 years or so. And so, we've got a lot of experience in that space in terms of, what's required from a platform, both for scale and for security. And so what we're doing more now is we're looking at ways we can, you know, develop microservices that can be leveraged by both our cloud technologies and our on-premise contact center as well. And so, you know, we're looking at making the sort of investments in services that are now consumable across all our portfolio. And from our perspective, you know, that speeds up, you know, development of new things, because we're pouring all our resources into one area. But it also means, you know, we sort of maintain that flexibility that we talk about to our customers, because they can consume the same thing, you know, in multiple ways now. So I think, again, you know, coming back to the choice point, you know, everything we're doing is a sort of underpinning that message, you know, not just from how we deploy stuff, but really where we're focusing our R&D dollars as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess testament to that too is also, I think Enghouse is the only contact center vendor that has a certified Microsoft Teams Connect and a certified Microsoft Teams Extend solution as well. So I guess that kind of emphasizes your point as well, that kind of you are a vendor of choice, and it also emphasizes a previous point that you made around how a lot of companies are looking for close connections with their various platforms, and UCaaS now is kind of a big one within the contact center space. But yeah, I won't go on anymore. I think that's maybe a great place to end today's chat. You've given us a great overview of each of those three solutions. So thanks very much for joining us today, Simon.
Good stuff. Thanks, Charlie. Bye.
Excellent. And thanks. Also, thanks everybody for watching. Bye for now.